Greetings, this is Nick, and this is issue number 20.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Doing good, how are you?
Pretty good, every day gets better.
Yes, especially with the fact that we are on issue 20, episode 20, podcast number 20. Pretty exciting. Yeah. Like, we just hit our 1 year anniversary last time, so now this is 20. It would have been pretty cool if the 20 and the 1 year is the same one, but at least we have two big issues back to back. So, as always, let's start with comic books.
Yeah, we'll talk about comic books and movies,
yes,
TV
movies,
shows.
Movies, TV shows. As you can know by the name, if this is your first episode tuning in, we talk about nerd stuff. All the nerd stuff that we could think of. If there's more nerd stuff you think we should talk about, let us know, please. Facebook, everything. Gmail, email, All Access Nerds. We're all the places. Let us know.
It's allaccessnerds@gmail.com.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yep. And you can find us on Facebook messages.
Yep.
So we'll talk more about that again later.
Yeah.
So you want to start off the comic books today?
Yeah, absolutely. Lead the way.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, too generous. All right. So I got a couple weeks worth of comic books I picked up here. I've got them mixed up, so I'm not sure which ones go with what week. But I did pick up Spider-Man Clone Conspiracy issue number 3. And this one, as we've talked about before, Doc Ock is now alive again. He's in a clone body. And Spider-Man's... most of all of his villains that have died in the past are back. They've been cloned. And they have their original memories. But the catch is they have to take a pill every day to keep their body from deteriorating. So the clone conspiracy is not bad. It's we're jumping around to different dimensions also. So that's kind of interesting. It's kind of hard to follow, at least for me, because I don't read the other, all the Spider-Man titles.
Yeah.
So.
Because does this one tie in directly with a bunch of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. It's got Gwen Stacy in there. Kane, who's a clone of Spider-Man.
Okay. Yeah.
I also picked up Superman issue number 12, which starts a new storyline, story arc called Super Monster Part 1. On the cover, it has a being, creature, kind of looks like Frankenstein.
Yeah. Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, I believe his whole title is. Yeah.
It's a
group
far.
Of people.
They didn't say who he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, not in the comic at all.
Nope.
He's on the issue.
Yep.
Is he in the issue?
Yes.
Okay, but he hasn't said his name.
Nope.
Huh.
He's after somebody, and he reveals this person to be an alien or a monster. But him and Superman are fighting because the person that this Frankenstein character is after looks just like a normal person.
Okay.
And Lois Lane is involved, of course. And she's like, no, Superman, you've got to stop that monster from hurting her. And so Superman and this Frankenstein creature are fighting. Hmm. And it's revealed at the end. So, of course, there's spoilers. Just know, listeners, that we're going to spoil stuff.
Yep. We do that a lot.
It's nothing personal. We won't spoil things between the two of us. Like, if he hasn't read it yet or seen it yet, or the same thing for me, we'll try not to spoil it too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with that, like, really big new stuff. Like, for instance, Rogue One. I probably won't spoil that, you know. I think Darth Vader might be a good guy. We'll see. I don't know too much. We'll find out the hard way. But I won't spoil it for you guys when I do find out.
Good guy. So it's a good story, Superman number 12. I picked up Avengers number 2 that stars Kang, or I should say many Kangs. I missed issue number 1, or if I did have it, I didn't read it. So I'm going to have to track down issue number 1 because I'm kind of confused. Kang, as you know, is a time traveler from the future.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back and he's always screwing with the Avengers.
Yeah, I read issue 1 today. And it was like the main one I was going to talk about a little bit. But yeah, they
go ahead and jump
bring
in.
Him up a lot with the Avengers because in the all-new, all-different Avengers, I believe he was one of the first few people that they fought when they first came together. And I think Marvel Now, same thing. They came together and he was the first one. And there was something with the Hulk, time traveling as well with them. I don't know. I see that the Avengers deal with him a lot, especially recently. And it seems that almost every reboot that they bring him in again. But yeah, this one, there was an issue 1. There were two different Kanes from two different timelines. And yeah, they're bringing the team together. I guess for whatever reason, Spider-Man's secret identity is still a secret. No one knows it's Peter Parker, which is strange because Civil War happened. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. But yeah, so Peter Parker is helping out the Avengers, but they don't know that it's Spider-Man, and they don't know Spider-Man when he helps out the Avengers, it's Peter Parker. So yeah, it was an okay issue. I like the art a lot more than the storyline, but yeah, because I think Alex Ross did the cover, and I don't know who actually did the inside art, but yeah, it's really good. Yeah, I got issue 2 as well. Yeah, Mark Waid. Yes, we met him.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and I think he did the other Avengers, all new, all different Avengers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he did. I got it on my wall still where he signed it.
Yes, yep. So, yeah, Mark Waid. I like that they liked his work enough to keep him on the new reboot of Avengers. So
another reboot. Thanks, yes, Marvel.
Yeah, I think they went up to, what was it, 13 or 14 issues? Maybe, I don't know, 12, 15. I thought it was somewhere within the teens. And then they just rebooted it again with Marvel Now 2 or Now 2, Marvel 1. I don't know. Whatever the reboot is called now, they brought him back on. So that's cool, at least. But, yeah, it was issue 1. It was all right. It wasn't like, here's everybody. Like, Wasp was in it, which I don't like Wasp. I think she's more just, like, annoyance than actually helping out.
She's a waste of a character.
Yeah. It was cool to see it because I guess the scientific side of things where she's where she's an engineer or something like that. She's some kind of scientist. Well, she was helping rebuild Vision because in issue 1, he gets beat up real bad by Kane.
That's because he stole a child.
Yeah,
he kidnapped
a
child.
Yeah.
And the thing is with this storyline here in issue 2, Kang has gone back and killed all of the Avengers as they were infants or children.
Yeah, yeah, we see that at the end of issue 1.
Yeah.
He goes back and he's messing with our timeline. He sees the birth of, you know, Peter Parker, and his parents are actually still there, and his aunt and uncle. And they're like, oh, we're thinking of calling him Peter. And, yeah, he's there, and he's at the birth of all of them. You even saw, like, very old school kind of art style where Ultron was just creating Vision. So that was kind of cool, a little throwback there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was the birth of all of them, and I guess, yeah, all you see is him showing up to that point in time, but you don't actually see anything else happen after that. Because the child is, I believe it was Kane.
Yeah,
I believe it was Kang. Is it Kang? It's Kang, is it?
Kang the Conqueror.
Okay.
But in this issue, number 2, all of the Avengers have been pulled into basically the time-space continuum right before they disappeared.
Okay.
Infants were killed, but before it traveled up through the timeline and caught up with them, they disappeared. They were yanked out of the time stream, put into the continuum, by a future version of Kang.
Ah, interesting. So he's helping himself, because issue 1, he was helping himself, and then this one now, he's, you know, trying to stop himself.
Yeah, that's too confusing for me.
Yeah, lots of time travel stuff, that's for sure.
So anyway, we've beat that one, The Avengers. Yep. Pick it up. The Avengers, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Just give it a shot.
Yeah, the art is really good. Yeah. So there's at least that going for it.
So Unworthy Thor issue number 2. Now, this is, if you remember correctly, Thor, Odin's son, has lost his hammer because he's unworthy.
Yeah.
Now, they almost told us what happened. In issue 1, he was talking to Beta Ray Bill, who's also a Thor character, and wields a hammer given by Odin. And Beta Ray Bill says, what is it that happened that made you so unworthy? And he's like, well, this is what happened. And then something happens, and they get attacked, and they never tell the story.
Okay, so that conversation got interrupted.
Yeah, so we still don't know
yet.
But in this issue, number 2, there's another hammer. At the end of Secret Wars, there was a Thor that died, and his hammer traveled through dimensions and through cross universes and crashed into, I'll say, ours. But the unworthy Thor is trying to find this hammer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's located, him and Beta Ray Bill located it. And it's supposed to be like an old Asgard.
Hmm.
But it's not there anymore. The whole planet is, the whole section is gone. The whole ruined city of Asgard is gone.
Oh, wow.
Come to find out, the Collector wanted the hammer.
Ah.
So he couldn't take the hammer, so he took what the hammer was sitting on.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Collector's been around for, he said, a couple billion years collecting. So he's trying to get, he wants Thor to tell him how to pick the hammer up. Because every time somebody touches it who's unworthy, they get vaporized, they get killed.
Oh, wow.
So the Collector wants the hammer.
Huh. Yeah, because before it wouldn't move.
Yeah.
Now they get vaporized, even if they touch it?
Yeah, and it's not, it's a little different looking hammer than what our normal Thor has.
Yeah.
It's still an enchanted hammer.
Okay.
But it's a little bit different shape.
It's not Mjolnir.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm anxious to see, and he was within arm's length of touching the hammer, and then he got beaten back and get the hammer.
Ah.
So it's there, they're close. Suicide Squad number 7 still shows us that Harley Quinn is a doctor. It's not Harley, it's like
Harleen.
Yeah, Harleen, and it's like Quinn is something or other.
Yeah, Harleen Quinzel.
Oh, very good. Let's see, I'm not a big DC fan.
Yeah, I hear it enough.
I pick and choose, sorry. So she's still sane due to the General Zod, who's a case in a Phantom Zone bubble. So that storyline is still going on. It's not bad. I'm not sure why I'm still getting Suicide Squad. I was going to stop it many issues ago, but I think I forgot to tell the comic book store that take it off my list.
Ah.
So let's go to Death of X, 1-4. Now, I read issue 1. You had issue 3 and 4, and I skipped issue 2. So I read 3 and 4. I liked it. It kind of filled in some gaps from what happened due to the Terrigen Mist.
Yeah.
That the Inhumans released, which is also kind of goes in with the TV show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's kind of interesting to see how they're bringing the TV show and the comic books in line with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so we find out in Death of X what happened to Cyclops.
But the one who inherited the Phoenix Force, who became evil pretty much, back in Avengers versus X-Men, that one died.
Yes, he's the one that died. Okay.
Yeah, because I remember seeing one of the Uncanny X-Men, I think it was. And Cyclops had seen him, his older self, and he was just baffled of the fact of, like, you know, I'm going to become that. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to deal with the fact of, like, okay, should I just accept it and start, you know, coping with it now? Or should I just start going on a different path, knowing that, hey, that's how I could end up, so let me not do that. So, and I remember seeing that. It was a very good issue back then.
Yeah, Beast had brought the Marvel Girl, Iceman, Beast, Angel, and Cyclops from the original X-Men.
Yeah.
He brought them to the future to show them, hey, this is what you're going to become. Straighten up. You know, you don't want to make these choices. And they were supposed to go back. They haven't gone back yet.
Ah, okay.
And it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
So
I think it was still back when you had your comic book shop, I believe that happened. So that was 2012-ish or so.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Death of X, we lose Cyclops, and it's due to the mist. Well, actually, everybody believes it's due to Black Bolt vaporizing Scott Summers' Cyclops.
Huh.
So the X-Men are upset with the Inhumans because Black Bolt killed Cyclops. Come to find out, and this is, again, a spoiler, he didn't really kill Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in everybody's mind due to Emma Frost.
Ah, yes. I thought I read about that. Yeah. She was messing with something in all their minds, thinking that. And he's actually still alive, right?
No, he's dead.
He is dead.
He died in the mist. When he entered a room the mist had gone into, he was killed.
Okay.
But Emma made everybody think that he was alive and walking and talking to them.
Okay, gotcha.
To keep his spirit alive.
Yeah.
And then she made him basically die by the hands of Black Bolt. He died a hero.
Okay.
You know, he walked into a room, breathed the mist, and died.
Yeah.
Kind of a very
anticlimactic.
Yeah, very lame way to go.
Yeah.
So he died this time as a martyr, and it's given hope for the X-Men and the Inhumans to get along. But as we know, with Inhumans versus X-Men, issue number 0 that came out, that's not going to be the case.
Yeah.
So pick up issue number 0, read Death of X 1-4. So basically, that's all I have for comic books. So I did pick up Justice League number 10. That's continuing the storyline when somebody took over their watchtower up in outer space.
Yeah.
And almost crashed into the planet. We find out who did that and what happened with that. It's a good story. It's a little story. The one I really did enjoy was Superman Annual number 1, which stars the Swamp Thing. You haven't read it yet?
Nope. Talk about it. Go for it.
You sure?
Yeah. It'll be a while. It'll be a while before I catch up to that still. I'll forget about it because I forgot which one it was, but there was one of them. You're like, I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I'm like, go for it. And actually by now, I've actually forgot about it because I'm still kind of catching up. So, spoiler away, I'm sure I'll forget about it in the time that I actually do catch up.
Well, in this annual number 1, Clark is at his home, and the land is dying. The crops aren't there. He flies up in the sky, and he looks down. He sees the area around his property is dying. Water's drying up. Trees are dying. It's not working. Something's wrong. So he tries to investigate a little further, and out pops the Swamp Thing, which I forget the guy's name, but it's actually a doctor. He was a real person. He became a Swamp Thing. The Swamp Thing is actually part of the planet.
Yeah.
It's like a living force.
Yeah, it's usually called a protector, Earth's protector, something like that. Yeah, it's a part of it, yep.
And the whole premise of this is, of course, they fight. You know, it wouldn't be a comic book without superheroes fighting. But the whole story arc in this issue, and it's a standalone issue, is Superman is from a different Earth. So he's from a different universe, and his energies are not in tune with our universe. It was good. They solved the problem, obviously. You have to read about it, but it was good. It was a good story. It was a standalone story, well written. Drawing was perfect. Fight scenes were outstanding. So it was really good.
Did he end up like hating him or something, or
which one?
It's Swamp Thing and Superman.
He was
because of the energy thing.
He was a little upset, but he wanted to help him. But Superman actually didn't understand that at first. That he was being attacked.
Okay.
Swamp Thing was actually trying to help him, but he had to make Superman understand that he needed help. He needed to be helped. He needed to be purged. So it was really good. It was really good. It's kind of borderlines environment stuff.
Okay.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little early for an annual number one. Mm-hmm. It's not been a year yet that these things been out.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, well worth picking up. And that's all I have for comics. What about you?
Yeah, pretty light load. The Avengers, yeah, that was one of the main ones that I read this week. Still working on catching up with a lot of the other stuff and whatnot, with the older issues that I'm still reading. Then Iron Fist. I'm reading Iron Fist because the Netflix show is coming out. And yeah, I'm just really loving that. So I still need to catch up, and it's a long ways because, like, yeah, all the comics are on issues 9s and 10s, and I think, let's see, Aquaman and all them, were they on 10, 9?
I don't know, I stopped reading Aquaman. Well, Superman was issue number 12.
So they're all on 12s, and that's like 12 times, you know, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Flash, Green Arrow, Superman, Action Comics. So that's about 12 issues times 6. That's a lot of issues I still need to catch up on.
Maybe that's why they did the annual, because it was issue number 12.
Okay, yeah.
Because in the normal stream of comic books, issue 12 would have been a year.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they did annual. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know too much about... Annuals are a very confusing thing. Like, I was talking with a friend of mine about it, and he's like, I never liked them. Like, I'll collect an entire run of comics, and we'll typically just skip over the annuals because there's no collector value in it, because typically they're not good. Like, they're usually always just standalone stories, but then they're not introductory stories. So it's hard to say what exactly. Yeah. So especially now, like back in the past, like Teen Titans.
I was pointing at my comic book on the wall.
Because that was the introduction of Vigilante, right?
Yes, yeah. First appearance and origin.
See, for whatever reason, I don't know. They just like, hey, let's make it a larger book, and let's charge extra for it, you know, $5-6, and we'll just make it a standalone story. Versus what they did in the past, where they would add new characters or something like that. For me, like, I would like to see it as, like, my idea of comic books would be a storyline or timeline-wise would be in line with a series or a season. So you would get your 12 issues or whatever, maybe 13, and then your annual for however long it come, you know, if you do one a month. And that annual will be the season finale, essentially. So it's like, yeah, it's action-packed, it's bigger, but big things are going to happen. It's going to tie into the storyline and, like, you know, close all the story plot holes that have been through the last, you know, 12 issues or whatever. That was an idea I have with my comic book thing that I'm working on, is that way it's, you know, it's... almost like a TV season, but you don't necessarily have to watch every single or read every single one of them. Because, yeah, a lot of people, they'll just pick up a few issues here and there because of new story arcs and whatnot. But, yeah, I think annuals are not being used to their full potential. And I'm glad to hear that Superman, this one at least, was.
Yeah, it was just, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But this issue really surprised me because of the... I never really thought about, okay, he's from another universe. Okay,
planet,
You know, whatever. Well, it is actually another universe and a planet. I mean, it's Earth such and such and universe such and such.
You mean like solar system?
No. Well, I'm not talking about from Krypton. I'm talking about this Superman.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
That's why he wasn't in tune with
totally
our sun.
Totally forgot about that. Yes, yeah. Because he's from the pre-New 52, and this is kind of all still... I don't know. Post-New 52? I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, we're still in the rebirth phase.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry. So I guess you missed that. I forgot about that.
Yep.
So he's from a different universe.
Yeah.
And he was not in tune with our sun, in frequency with our sun and our universe. So it was affecting the area around him. And I never thought about it. It was an amazing idea.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. Yeah, because, you know, we see that... Swamp Thing. I mean, I could see Swamp Thing having a lot of issues with Superman because of the fact of, like, here's this alien, you know, entity, this alien being, literally, coming to his planet. Because, yeah, in Brightest Day, I think it was really kind of fleshed out that Swamp Thing is, like, Earth's protector because of the fact that there is a White Lantern, and it's, like, Earth, it's essentially the Earth's energy or something like that. It's kind of, gets kind of weird. But, yeah, they bring in Swamp Thing. And then after that, there was a little bit of Swamp Thing was doing really good, and then Jeff Lemire actually wrote or for Swamp Thing in the New 52, and it was like amazing. So they brought back Swamp Thing from like, you know, the 90s and whatever, early 2000s, where he wasn't really used correctly. And yeah, so they made him like Earth's protector. And so you have Superman, this alien that comes to his planet, and there's destruction of his planet, of Earth, constantly because of it. Mm. You know, and a lot of villains, a lot of, you know, people see them that way. That's why you have in Batman versus Superman, you know, you have that huge ordeal with, is Superman actually good for this planet because of all the bad he brings? But yeah, and it's a borderline of, okay, actually he's there to help, and he's not actually making things worse, but some people can see it that way. So yeah, it's tough. But yeah, I could see why Swamp Thing would have a huge huge issue with Superman because of that. But yeah, so Avengers was pretty much the main one that I've read so far. I got a large haul, and I just haven't got time to get through it yet. But comic book news-wise, there was a lot of good stuff coming out, and especially with ramping up, because we got I versus X, Inhumans versus X-Men.
Yep.
Issue 0 came out, and yeah, you kind of touched on it a little bit. And so a lot of people are thinking, okay, it's issue 0, you don't need to read it. But this one actually is. This one was actually a pretty good like tie-in with the Inhumans versus X-Men.
And the death of X, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's kind of tying all in. But the strange thing is they haven't finished up Civil War yet.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, like, I don't know what's going on, but they have messed with a lot of stuff. Like, they talked about in Avengers, because I guess there were some Champions comic book that came out as well, but it had no knowing. Like, if you read, see the title of Inhumans versus X-Men, you see the titles, pages of, you know, Death of X, I mean, all these Champions, you wouldn't think that they're ever actually connected. Because Champions looks like it's just a bunch of kids. You got young Miles Morales there. You got a bunch of other kids there. And it's like, okay, it's a little kid's book. It's something else.
Yeah.
But you see in Avengers that it's a huge tie-in. Because something with Ms. Marvel or Captain Marvel, something happens in Champions that stops her from like joining the Avengers. And something's happened to Iron Man. Like, there's a lot of... You see Invincible Iron Man, where you have Ironheart. And there's something up with Tony Stark as well. He's now a ghost AI system. So it's very strange that Marvel has launched all these Marvel Now books, despite the fact that they haven't wrapped up Civil War II, which apparently in this final issue that's coming out is a big deal. So yeah, I hope that it's like Civil War. I haven't looked at it yet. I should. I hope that Civil War II, like the last issue, comes out this week, you know, this Wednesday, and then maybe we'll have Avengers versus X-Men issue 1 the following or something, because yeah, it's December, from what I've seen. It's solicited as I versus X coming out this month. So hopefully Civil War 2 ends before that one comes out. Because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on in that last issue that ties into it. And so we'll be getting all kinds of spoilers, all kinds of messed up timelines and ruined things for us. So hopefully, yeah, hopefully it's going to be coming out here soon. But with that, and from what I've seen, it could be wrong, but Suicide Squad, was that issue, did you see any kind of like ramping up for Justice League? Versus...
No.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of is because of the General Zod.
Okay.
Because they're trying to get something taken care of before he escapes again.
Okay.
Because once he escapes, it's all over and not going to be able to stop him.
Yeah. Yeah, because I thought that it was somebody was talking about that, but they were probably saying that Suicide Squad isn't actually leading into it yet. But,
I don't think so. It should be coming soon, though.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw that they have, I guess, some villains specifically are coming out for this this big tie-in event. I think we'll call it a tie-in event. What are they trying to see? Yeah, six-part comic book event. Okay. So, yeah, Justice League versus Suicide Squad. Yeah, and they were talking about how there's a bunch of kind of no-name villains. I think it's Enchantress. Nope. They got Lobo. Trying to see here. Yeah, there's a bunch of different Maxwell Lord. Okay, I haven't seen him for a while. That's cool. And so there's Lobo, and there's Maxwell Lord, and the rest of them just kind of look like a bunch of no-names. So I bet you, I'm trying to see here, I bet you Jeff Johns is probably doing this because he loves to do that. He loves to take these no-name, low-grade villains or heroes and make them relevant again. He likes to flesh them out really well so that way people are enjoying it a lot more and not having to use the same characters over and over again, which I like. I like that, for instance, like Vibe, you know, he brought him back to, you know, relevancy because we hadn't seen him since he was breakdancing in the 80s with the Justice League. And then because of New 52, that's whenever they brought in Cisco Ramon for the Flash TV show. Mm. So thanks, Jeff Johns. We appreciate it because Cisco Ramon is an awesome character on the Flash.
He is.
And we'll talk about that here shortly when we get to TV shows.
No Civil War yet. I'm looking for the next 2 weeks.
Mm.
There's a new Spider-Man, Miles Morales is... Everybody is upset with him, and it's changed how the Marvel Universe looks at him from now on.
Okay.
So something's happened there. It comes out next week, along with Inhumans versus X-Men, issue number one comes out next week also.
So it is going to be coming out before they close off Civil War 2. That stinks. Come on, Marvel. Get it together. I did hear one guy was at the comic book shop kind of browsing around for a little bit, and I heard this one guy like ranting about Marvel and how bad it is. But he wasn't talking about necessarily the storyline and the art. He was talking about the quality, like the physical quality of the paper and the physical quality of the covers and stuff like that. He was saying, like, comparing the two, like, DC's, like, it's a thicker print, it's thicker, like, bolder ink, and he was just saying it, the print quality, despite the fact that all Marvel books at least start at $3.99, and they go up from there. A lot of them are $4.99, etc. But yeah, we see a huge, let's see, December. Okay, so the last Wednesday of December of the year will be Civil War issue 8 of 8, ending Civil War 2. So, and that'll be $5. So, okay. Interesting. They're going to have Avengers vs. X-Men 2 weeks. Yeah, because that's this week coming out. So that kind of stinks. But maybe I'll just wait until... until that next one comes out. Because, yeah, if you guys have not been reading up on it and you guys are reading Civil War 2, like, trying to catch up on it, it's a really great story. I like it a lot. But the Avengers versus X-Men, or Avengers, and Humans versus X-Men will actually be kind of sort of tied in with it. It's going to be trailing off of it. There are going to be things in Civil War 2 that affect Inhumans versus X-Men. So if you're reading Civil War 2, keep reading it. And if you don't want spoilers, hold off on it. Because, I'm granted there's going to be spoilers in this first issue that the 8th issue hasn't finished. Because I think originally it was supposed to be 7, right?
I don't remember if it was 7 and then it was 9. I don't know. We'll wait until it happens
the
other month.
Yeah, so I would say I'm going to wait at least until at the very end and read Civil War 2, and then I'll read Inhumans vs. X-Men. But so we got that going on. We also have Suicide Squad versus Justice League. So it's a lot of verses. Everybody's fighting right now. And it's comic books, so that happens. But
and there were Power Rangers Justice League crossover coming.
Yeah. In the spring. Yeah, I think January. So I need to see the official date. But yeah, that's gonna be here soon too.
They're also gonna be coming out in spring of 2017. Cable will be having it in Marvel Comics to have his own comic book series again.
Very cool.
So it's been a lot of Cable, if you are familiar with him or not, is Scott Summers, Cyclops, and Jean Grey's son, who was kidnapped as an infant, raised in the future, came back to the current timeline to help his parents, but then finds out that his mom is dead. So, plus he has a niece in there too someplace.
Yep.
Maybe he has a daughter. I don't remember, but it's crazy.
Yeah, I believe it's a niece or something like that.
Hope Summers.
Yeah, who was a huge part of Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah, she was the main thing circled around her.
Yeah, that's all I got for comics, really. Yeah, mine's very short, but I got a lot of movie stuff, got a lot of TV show and video game stuff. So, do you have more comic book stuff?
That's all I got for comic books. I got a couple TV show things, but you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to TV shows. I don't think we talked. No, we didn't. We did not talk about the 4-part crossover event.
Well, we draw a line to that on my list.
Yeah, we'll both talk about it. No big.
I just want to have what your thoughts were on it.
I didn't want it to end. I watched it because I remember last issue I talked about whether I was going to wait until all of them came out and watched them all back to back, no commercials, or watch them as they came out. And I couldn't wait. And it was awesome. I was talking with a friend of mine. We were just chit-chatting. And then all of a sudden that, you know, hey, how's it going, man? Doing good. That rammed into, like, hey, let's hang out. Let's watch, you know, these shows together. Come on over. It'd be great. And then that led into, hey, let's make bacon apple pie. And, yeah, so it was great. So, yes, it was a four-part crossover event. It was amazing. And the bacon apple pie was amazing. But
aren't you coming back here around Christmas time?
Yeah, I'll be back.
So yeah, I expect some bacon apple pie.
Yeah. I'll bring some pie. It'd be great. All right. Very easy to make. You apple crust or pie crust, apple filling, bacon weave on top, throw in the oven for about an hour, you're solid. And so, yeah, the four-part event. I mean, to be completely honest and blatant about it, I say it's a three-part event. I don't see how they can say it's a four-day event.
I agree.
Because Supergirl was her own episode. It was its own thing. And it was good. It was still going on with the current storyline within Supergirl. But you see all a wormhole show up about 10 minutes into the show. You saw another wormhole show up about another 30, 40 minutes into the show. And then at the very last 2 minutes, if even that, Barry Allen and
Cisco Ramon,
they jump through the wormhole and they're like, hey, yeah, sorry, we've been trying to come to you as soon as we could, but we need your help. Really, why? Aliens. And then they just jump away. So then it starts in the Flash, and it's the full crossover event from there. And yeah, I loved it. It seemed a little bit like for the Flash episode, for the Arrow episode, and for the Legend of Tomorrow episode, they each had their own little ways of making sure that, hey, this is like a Flash episode, this is an Arrow, and this is a Legend of Tomorrow.
Storylines dedicated to those characters and those shows.
The Flash, it was a lot of different characters coming in, and mainly kind of focused on the Flash, of course. Mm-hmm. And then for Arrow, it was mainly them locked away in their minds because they get captured. Spoiler alerts, aplenty. So they get captured by the aliens, the Dominators. They get captured, the humans of the group. So we got Ray Palmer, we got White Canary, we had Arrow, and we had
Speedy,
yes, so, and his younger sister.
Oh, and what's the other guy, Arrow's sidekick, his partner, the bodyguard originally, Diggle,
yes. Diggle. Yes, yeah.
Diggle, yeah.
Yeah, Diggle showed up.
Digger, he doesn't have a shovel.
Yeah, that's a different combo character, actually. And Digger Harkness, yeah, he's Captain Boomerang, but that's besides the point. So, yeah, we had those five, and they were, like, locked away, and it was, oh my goodness, it was emotional, and it was, like, awesome because all these old actors and characters came back to the show. Yeah. So it was pretty cool because it was like
Laura, right? Laura Lance.
Yeah. She showed up. Yeah. And it was a little bit different timeline. Yeah. Because the fact of like, it was an idea if he had never been on the ship. So, and it just kind of went from there. If he never got on that ship, for his dad to die and him to be stranded on the island and all, it was great. And it reminded me a lot of the Superman issue comic book storyline / Justice League episode where they got latched on this bug, this alien creature latches onto them, and it puts them into a coma. And in the coma, they're not wild of strings, but like their truest like ambitions are like shown to them. So for instance, Kal-El, he was back on Krypton and he had a family and he had a wife and kids and his life was great. His parents were still alive. Everyone was happy and great. You know, Batman happened to Batman and his folks were still alive. They were together. They were an awesome family. His dad was a doctor. And I mean, it was rough because they had to let go of that to come back into this world. And so it reminded me of that storyline. I bet you, I mean, if not, it's a crazy coincidence, but I almost am certain that the writer kind of saw that. And, okay, let me go ahead and actually play on that same idea of them getting latched away, locked away in their heads, and then they have to accept the fact that this isn't real and come out of it. Yeah, and that was a rough episode. It was very, very good. And Legends of Tomorrow, yeah, it was the conclusion of it, and I liked it a lot. Granted, even though I watched them separately, they all kind of just like blurred together.
Oh, yeah, all linked together.
Yeah, so it was great.
I think the hardest part was when Barry had to admit to himself and everybody else that this was his fault.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was all due to Flashpoint.
Yeah. Yep. And then Cisco, he had something like that happen. And then he had to accept that it was because of him. Yeah, because they went back in the past. And on Legend of Tomorrow, yeah, they went back in the past. And Cisco, I think, went back with him, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, but he stayed on the ship, though, didn't he?
I don't think so, because he changed something in the past, and that changed when they came back. That changed the future, the present, when they came back. And then he had to deal with the fact of that happened, and I just, you know...
He didn't mean to.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I didn't want that to happen. I didn't mean to.
I was just trying to help. I remember that.
And it was the same thing Barry Allen did, and that's why he was, you know, so mad at him for the longest time ever. And I think after that episode, he's kind of eased up on him a little bit, mm-hmm. because we saw the next episode of The Flash, in which it just, you know, is their mid-season finale,
mm-hmm.
because for whatever reason, that's a thing now. I was talking with a good friend of mine, and we're like, don't you remember the days when there would be, it was just, you know, the season started in fall, and it just went, maybe an episode or two off, you know,
yeah,
a little
holidays,
break. Yeah, a little break for Christmas, a little break for New Year's or whatever, if even that.
Because people were traveling. That's the reason why they did it,
And then it started back up, and it carried through.
Yeah, season would be anywhere from 22 to 24 episodes would be a season.
Yeah, yeah. And now, like, The Flash does that, and Arrow does that. I don't even think Legends of Tomorrow has done that yet. I think last season it was only 13 episodes. So, yeah, and it's super rare for shows to do that now, and it's
sucks.
Sad. It sucks. And then on the breaks, yeah, because this is the mid-season finale. I think this Sunday, tomorrow, is the mid-season finale of Walking Dead.
It is. 90 minutes.
Yeah. So they're all having the mid-season finales, and it stinks because then when they're not coming back until late January. I'm like, blah, this is, yeah. What am I going to do for the next, you know, four or five weeks? Like, there's nothing important going on.
Have you watched the season finale of Legends of Tomorrow?
I have not, no. Oh. I've seen a lot of articles talking about that and Arrow.
That sucks, because there's something that is let out of the bag that is, like, what, that happened?
I read an article, and it would mention something. It wasn't, like, a spoiler in the title, but I could tell that, I need to catch up because...
Yeah, you need to watch that.
They're starting up their little Legion of Doom in the Legend of Tomorrow, because mm-hmm. we have the Legends, the group of villains and heroes, kind of, sort of, and then we have Legion of Doom, and I'm hoping that grows bigger, because it should be. In the comic books, there is a full team, and so far there's only like three people on this little team.
Do you know who the three people are?
Yeah, they have Reverse Flash. Uh-huh. They have what's the guy? Damian Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the other guy? I forgot.
Merlin.
Okay. Yeah.
I forget his full name, but it's Merlin something.
Yeah. So I remember seeing that in one of the older episodes. So. Yeah, I need to catch up on it.
Yeah.
Arrow and Legend Tomorrow, I've heard, are huge. Yes. And I need to watch them.
Yes.
So, it's been crazy for the last couple weeks. So, Christmas is ramping up. I work in phone sales, retail sales, call center. So, yeah.
You may have to push your wife off the sofa and we'll have to rewind the DVR and watch these
we'll definitely watch the shows here soon. It'd be great.
All right, let's move on.
So, yes, let the four-part event, it's amazing. If you guys are not watching these shows, watch them. They truly are good. Let me know
if
you're not. Tell us if you're not, and we'll help you out. There's a lot of different ways. There's CW TV. There's all kinds of ways to watch it.
We're not going
to
pay for your subscription.
No, probably not.
But we'll direct you where you can find it.
Yeah, like CW TV, it's free. Like, just watch them. So,
and tell us what your thoughts were on the episodes. Was there some shockers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were surprised? Were you happy? Do you think it sucked?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Please do. I was speaking of which, I saw this list, and it was just some grumpy person, and he was going on and on about how Force Awakens was horrible, and I'm like, what? Like, everybody loved this movie, what is he talking about? And it was the most, like, he was grasping at straws, like, and he didn't actually think about the movie at all, because you mentioned that, like, does it suck? And it's like, they're so good, how could anyone think they suck? But yeah, Force Awakens, it's so good. I don't understand how anyone can think that it's not good. But whoever it was, the writer, some guy on the internet, didn't like the fact of all the, you know, the reminiscing and the throwbacks to A New Hope. He's just like, oh, it was wasted and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, No, like that's good. You need to throw, you know,
half the time together.
You got to have that history for the fans of the older movies. Yeah. So I thought it was good, and I hope that it's out of the way of, I'm kind of segueing into movies now. So I hope that it's out of the way, you know, like I don't want the same thing to happen for the next episode 9. You know, I want them to just move forward. They did their reminiscing. They did the throwbacks. Please, no more. Because it was okay. I wasn't too annoyed about it. I thought, hey, this is cool. It needs to happen. And yeah, and so here's just a lot of grasping at straws for...
Episode 8?
Okay.
It should be episode 8.
Yeah. 7. Yeah, because 6 and the 7. Yeah, sorry. 8.
4, 5, and 6. We just saw 7. So it should be 8. Sorry. Yeah. I mean 3 off, but it was...
Episode 8, yeah.
It's like 9, because originally, and I know we've talked about this before, originally George Lucas was going to do 9 movies.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure Disney now is... taking full control and do what they want to do. I didn't mean to derail you.
No, that's no problem at all. But yeah, so the guy was grumpy, and it was ridiculous. His points. He made a mention of Kylo Ren and how he is not an in-depth character at all. It's like, what? Like, and how Han Solo walked to his death. And it's like, no, he did not. It is literally his son. Like, you gotta think, buddy. Yeah, the guy just made some lists, and he was hoping to get attention. You know, attention for it. And I'm
he
just
got
like,
it. We're talking about it.
Yeah, it's true. But... yeah, so I was just annoyed about it. And I'm like, no, like, Han Solo was like, hey, here's my son. Like, I'm going to try to do my best to help him out. So, yeah. But movies.
Before we go to movies, I want to jump back into the TV shows. February 8th, 10 p.m. on FX, starts a new series called Legion.
Okay. Season 2?
Season 1.
Okay.
Legion. It's a spinoff. It's a Marvel Comics character. Legion is the son of... Charles Xavier. He's a mutant.
Okay.
So they're supposed to kind of dip into that mutant world or whatever they call him on the show.
You said it was February?
February 8th, 10 p.m. on FX.
Cool.
Just keep an eye out for that. That's all I have. Let's go to movies.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talked a little bit about Star Wars, but Rogue One is coming out 16th, and that is next Thursday. So that's exciting. Got a group of friends together, and we're actually going to see it super late, pretty much the 16th. It's going to be Thursday night and 11:55 p.m. So by the time the movie actually starts, it's going to be the 16th.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. But, yeah, the tickets filled up quick. Like, I was on the website, and this time it didn't crash, which was cool, because with The Force Awakens, when it actually first came out for the... the ticket sales online, they actually crashed Fandango. So, and I'm sure Fandango learned from that and like, okay, let's make sure this doesn't happen again. But also, I think a lot more people are excited for Force Awakens than they are Rogue One, just because of the fact of this is brand new. Like, there's a lot of brand new characters, and there's gonna be some throwbacks, and Han Solo's in that. This one, there's a good chance Han Solo won't be in this. He could be. I'm not completely brushing off the fact of Han Solo possibly making a cameo.
I think it will be. Let me just say this again. Let me rephrase this. It should be, and it wouldn't surprise me if they brought in the younger Han Solo.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to come out with his own movie.
Yep.
A younger version of Han Solo and how he came to be.
Yeah.
So it might happen.
Yeah. I'm excited for that because I like the actor who they cast for Han Solo. And they actually just announced Donald Glover is going to be Lando Calrissian. I'm a huge fan of Donald Glover. I'm watching Atlanta right now. I've got 2 episodes left of the season. It's good. It's very strange, like the kind of stuff he does. But yeah, so movies. Let's bridge it back into TV shows. But movies, yeah. Rogue One, that's pretty much the big one. What is the other one? There was another one coming out. This Passenger is another one that's coming out this month that I'm excited for. And a little, you know, family, I wouldn't call it a family movie, but I think it's called Beautiful... Collateral Beauty? Collateral Beauty. It's got Will Smith in it, and I think Keira Knightley or Natalie Portman. One of those. No offense to them. It's got a bunch of actors in it. Hailey Mirren as well. And yeah, I love Will Smith, and it's going to be a good movie of his. But Rogue One is probably the biggest one, especially for us, and I'm super excited for it. I talked to some people, and they're like, it looks cool. I don't know if I'm going to see it. Maybe I'll wait to watch it because the fact of it's, you know, there's some people that are not into our stuff at all in our realm. And they're like, I just don't understand why they have this movie coming out. And I'm like, what's not to understand? It's between 3 and 4. Like, for me, it's just known. But a lot of people aren't into the deep nerd stuff that we are. And we've known about this movie for about a year now, you know, and when it was first talked about, and how I'm sure there are people that don't even know that Han Solo is going to have his own movie, and it's kind of like a, what's it called,
a spinoff.
Yeah, spinoff, yeah. Because they're doing a whole bunch of them. So far, they have Rogue One, they have Han Solo, and there's talks of a Boba Fett one.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed, but there's talks of a Boba Fett one. And they're going to be, you know, a Star Wars story, and it's set separately from the Star Wars movies. We have Star Wars 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and soon to be 8. And me and a friend of mine actually kind of questioning, what do you think? And I couldn't come up with a prediction. What do you think episode 8 is going to be called? Folks, let us know. Let us know your predictions. You know, because Force Awakens, I would have never guessed the name for that movie because it has nothing to do with Phantom Menace. It's got nothing to do with A New Hope. You know, you would assume that maybe with it being the first or second movie within the grouping of them, that we have an idea for a title. But yeah, unfortunately, they're way off, so I couldn't come up with one. We were making some jokes about it, like the Force takes a nap or something like that, you know, because it's awakened now, and now it's going to take a nap.
Oh, we keep it real.
So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for it, and Rogue One is coming out soon, so that's the big thing for me.
Real quick, I need to step back into the TV shows real briefly.
Go for it.
We talked about the Inhumans.
Yep.
In September 2017, there's going to be an Inhumans TV show.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
The first two episodes will be released in the IMAX theater around the Labor Day weekend.
Holy cow.
And then it's going to start with episode 3 on TV.
That's cool. I'm excited for that. That is really cool. I like that a lot. I'm sold. Speaking of movies and TV show stuff, so we're huge Doctor Who fans. We're all over the place right now. It's time travel. It's great. Stick with us. So Doctor Who is going to have its Christmas special, of course, December 25th, Christmas night, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever. But Monday and Tuesday following, they're going to have it in movie theaters, Fathom Events. I don't know if you guys know what Fathom Events are, but they're a little more pricey usually, but
worth it.
It's worth it, yeah, because you see these television shows or things that typically aren't at movie theaters at a movie theater. So I'll probably go one of those nights because I'm sure it's gonna be great. It's got superheroes tied into it. It's got a few actors that I love that we've seen in it, and it's Doctor Who, so it's gonna be great. But yeah, you had mentioned TV shows. Yes, TV shows as well. This kind of counts. Netflix is kind of as TV show. But Iron Fist, again, I mentioned before, loving it. I'm excited for it. They've actually released a few extra stills from the show. Nothing too big, unfortunately. I was kind of hoping for something huge.
The same Danny Rand?
Danny Rand, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was hoping for, you know, maybe the costume or something. But because I might possibly, we'll see what happens, but I might possibly come, you know, figure out, depending on how it looks, do the Iron Fist cosplay. Based on the TV show. Because, like, the Luke Cage one, that was very down-to-earth. And Daredevil one, again, is very unique style to it. And this one, I think that they're going to, like, you know, kind of bring it to the street level. And it should be interesting to see how his costume looks. So, hopefully it's nothing too crazy like the old 80s and 90s. That was a horrible 70s. Costume. Yeah, where he had, like, a huge collar that goes up over his head. I was like, what is he doing? So,
well, like a bandana type thing.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's pretty much the big thing for me with movies is Rogue One. I'm super excited for it. Do you have anything else for movies?
I'm just going to jump ahead just a little bit for next year movies.
Yeah.
In February, we got the Lego Batman. March is Logan.
Nice.
Which will be, what's the actor's name?
Hugh Jackman.
It's his last Wolverine movie.
Yeah, yep.
Then we have Guardians of the Galaxy 2 in May.
Which that has a second trailer out for. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. YouTube, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, second trailer. It's awesome.
We got Wonder Woman coming out in June of next year. So I'm looking forward to that. We got Spider-Man Homecoming come out in July.
Which also has a new trailer out for. An international trailer. A little separate, like, I mean, 5 or 6 seconds difference of different new clip or whatever. But yeah, so there's two trailers out. Check them out. They're very similar, but there's little changes in it. But yeah, so.
We've got Thor coming out in November of next year. Also, that same month will be the Justice League movie.
Yeah, buddy.
So, and then it looks like in 18 is 2018, we're looking Black Panther, a Flash movie possibly in March. And then the Avengers Infinity War Part 1 will be in May. And looks like maybe a possible Ant-Man Wasp movie in July.
Yes.
Aquaman movie in July also that year.
Very nice.
And this goes on. I'm not going to go any further. But, yeah.
Got some movies. Sweet.
So, I'll overwhelm our listeners.
Yeah.
That's all I got for movies.
Yeah, that's all I got as well. Rogue One. Be excited for it. Watch it. It's coming out. We hopefully might have this posted before it shows, you know, before it's shown. We'll see.
We'll try. So you want to throw in some games?
Yes, games. Games, games,
games. Let me get a sip of water. Be right back, listeners.
Okay. So, games. Final Fantasy 15. I talked about it a little bit. And my excitement for it has kind of dipped down. I may have mentioned it in the last episode. But there were talks of, it's going to be a huge game, of course. And then I heard, that it was actually maybe embellished a little bit. But there was a 72-hour boss. One boss. Not even the main boss, from what I've heard. He's just a guy in the game, and he's it takes 72 actual hours to defeat him. I'm like, no. Like, I've been playing Pokemon Sun since it came out almost nonstop. Like, I work, take a lunch break, you know, hang out with friends a little bit, and I play Pokemon for, you know, a little time that I can. After work, you know, get ready, work out, eat dinner, maybe watch a show or two, play more Pokemon. Like, I constantly, and yet I only have 50 hours into it. Versus one boss of Final Fantasy 15 is 72 hours to beat him. But I heard another friend of mine was talking about it, and another friend of his said that he beat the boss, and maybe it's less time, but he could have just been exaggerating. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I was trying to ask around with some friends who are playing it, but yeah. So, and that's the big thing right now. It's Final Fantasy 15. It sold a lot of copies, and speaking of selling a lot of things, PlayStation 4 has beat out, of course, Xbox with sales, and just recently, I guess, I didn't realize this, but the Sega, I think it was Sega Genesis, or the Super Nintendo, one of those, PlayStation 4 has beat out them as well, because I guess there were huge, huge sales of, I can't remember if it was Super Nintendo or Sega, but yeah, PS4 has now outsold them as well. So, I'm hoping to get one for Christmas. We'll see what happens. if not, I'll at least just trade in whatever stuff that I don't want, and then I'll go to the store and collectively buy that with the Christmas money that I got. So,
you could sell some comic books.
Or I could sell some comic books. I don't know.
Sell your Magic cards.
See, yeah, I've tempted with that. If Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, I would do that in a heartbeat. But so far, there isn't anything that's like dire enough for me to do that yet. So we'll see. Yeah, I got a good friend of mine who's talking about Overwatch. I haven't played that one in a while either. It's kind of dipped off the excitement level for me. But they're having a Christmas event starting Monday. So if you haven't played Overwatch in a while, get back into it, because there's going to be all kinds of Christmas stuff. And I guess they're restyling some of the maps to kind of have a Christmas feel to it. Maybe some extra snow on some place. I don't know. But the biggest thing is the costume and the gear are going to have Christmas themes to them now, which is kind of cool. That way it's the end of the, for the holidays and stuff coming up. So gaming, for big thing, yeah, for me, it's mainly been Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Go. So it's exciting stuff. I think Pokemon Sun sold somewhere around 4 million or something like that by now. I think 5 million now.
Wow.
So it's yeah, Pokemon Sun and Moon have sold a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of different issues.
Big cash cow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the two big ones for me, at least currently. Yeah, we'll see what happens later this month, and if I end up actually buying a PS4 or not. And that can kind of branch out into brand new stuff to talk about. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good stuff about PlayStation. Battlefield 1 is huge right now. If you don't have it, check it out. Yeah, I think that's all I got for gaming.
I have nothing this time for gaming.
Ah,
are you shocked? Surprised.
I'm very shocked. Yeah, usually you have something.
Something to mock you with. No,
yes.
I enjoy the games, you know this, but yeah. I just don't have the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to have a PlayStation 4, and I've actually considered it.
Yeah.
But it would just, I knew it would take my time away from other stuff that I already take time away from doing things that I should be doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like for me, it would just replace, you know, the TV shows that I watch. I would just be playing more PlayStation versus watching more shows. Mm. So, it's all about finding the right timing for you and what you find entertainment in. That's all I got for this issue 20 of All Access Nerds. And as always, follow us on Facebook, give us a like, check us out on Google Plus, on Twitter, check us out on iTunes. We're also on Blueberry as well. Give us a good ranking, you know, positive little 5-star rating, be great on iTunes, all that kind of stuff. Sharing us, email us, let us know what your thoughts are, comment on our posts we have, you know, all the social media things. We are there and we are accessible to you as well.
Well, this is Nick signing off. Go forth and do great things.